It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by Joe Claire and friends at the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Supper Club this Saturday night. Tickets only $15. I see you there. In God Knows My Heart news, Frank, they say your boy Mace done left the church for good this time. Now, it seems the on-again, off-again pastor has left the El Elyon International Church he founded and returned to the rap game. Now, in case you don't know, Mace, a.k.a. Pastor Mason Betha, left the rap game in 1999 to go into the ministry. He had thousands of worshipers split between two beautiful churches, one in Atlanta and one in Phoenix. He built his flock on the virtues of marriage and family values. However, he and his wife went through an ugly divorce earlier this year, and most of his followers left the church faster than Fantasia at a spelling bee.
I before E, except after C. Less C before C.
He had some people who truly believed in the church, but Mace left them hanging and told them Jesus was their homeboy. Ah, these saints ain't loyal. How you leave two churches and go back to hardcore rap? And this ain't the Biggie and Tupac days neither. This the days of dudes named Waka Flocka and Meek Mill who'll rob you out your shoes. Mace, maybe you should go on Sunday's Best first and test the waters. Which brings us to today's scripture that comes to us from the book of Nate Dogg that says, hey, 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 smoke weed every day. And you gonna have this money, baby, news. We've learned that Lamar Sally is already drafting legal documents to prevent our girl Sherry Shepherd from backing out of the surrogate contract she signed while they were still a couple. Sherry Shepherd will be sued if she doesn't embrace the child she's having this month via surrogate.
For real.
If you'll remember, Sherry and Lamar divorced earlier this year, right before she was let go from The View. She is also being sued by her other ex-husband, claiming she is an unfit mother to their special needs son. Now, Sherry told TMZ, all is well, and I will get through this storm unscathed and stronger than before. But Sherry told us here at the Cleese Report,
not only am I not carrying my baby, I ain't paying for it neither. Get the manager. I want my money back.
She told Lamar,
I'll see you on Maury.
Can everybody say, you are the mother.
You are the mother.
Now, what's going on in Hollywood where you could sue somebody to have a baby that they ain't having? That's like who's on first. Who's having a baby that's having a baby that ain't having a baby that's having a baby that they ain't having? Because they ain't having it. We talked to the surrogate and she said,
who gonna pay for this baby that look like me but ain't mine that been swelling my feet up for the last 6 weeks?
In related news, Barbara Walter, Sherry's ex-boss, said, if you don't want the baby, I'll take it. I done snatched your career, so give me your baby, too. We're told that if the baby is a girl, her name will be Alimony. But if the baby is a boy, his name will be Testimony. Hey, that's the Cleazy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Cleazy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show
on a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.